The state of our state is solid, it is strong, it is successful, it is daring, and it is bold.
I'm Desmond O'Boyle. Colorado Governor Jared Polis gave his first State of the State address to lawmakers at the Capitol this morning. KUNC Scott Frantz was in the House chambers for the speech. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Desmond.
Wearing his signature blue sneakers, the new governor used the nearly hour-long address to outline his plans for the months ahead. What were some of the highlights?
Well, Desmond, one of the big ones is funding for full-day kindergarten, and he wants the money in place before the start of the next school year.
Making full-day kindergarten available and accessible for all children sets kids up to be more successful in school and throughout their lives, saves parents money, it improves performance, it narrows achievement gaps, it leads to earlier identification and intervention for those with special needs, and will lead to increasing the high school graduation rate.
The proposal drew a standing ovation from Democrats. A few Republican lawmakers even stood up, including Representative Jim Wilson. He used to be a school teacher in Salida. Polis also talked about delivering on the promise of paid family leave.
As a first step on our budget package coming up next week on the 15th, I will be including a formal request to provide parental leave for all state employees.
He also talked a lot about healthcare policy.
Right. He wants the state to start importing prescription drugs from Canada. He also announced the creation of the Office of Saving People Money on Healthcare. Some people laughed at first because it's not your typical name for a state office. But Polis says he's serious. He also wants to take on the skyrocketing cost of insurance on the Western Slope.
There is no reason that somebody should lose their home or their savings trying to keep up the cost of health care. There's no reason a family that lives in Glenwood Springs or Gunnison should pay twice as much for health care as a family in the Denver metro area.
So, what did lawmakers think of the speech?
That's really the big question, isn't it? Republicans I talked to gave it mixed reviews. Senate Minority Leader Chris Hulbert is wondering where the governor is going to get the money for his agenda.
And all of these things might sound good, and we saw the Democrat members of the legislature stand repeatedly to applaud things that were not well defined. Here we have to balance our budget. We cannot spend more than we have. And the governor has come from an environment where a dollar doesn't mean a dollar.
And not surprisingly, Democrats liked what they heard. Representative Dylan Roberts of Avon is leading an effort to reduce health insurance costs on the Western Slope. But he said he's still waiting to hear more details about the plans for this new Office of Saving People Money on Healthcare.
We haven't heard from the governor's administration or office about legislature involvement in that new department. I think it's promising that Lieutenant Governor Primavera is going to be leading it. She's a former state representative. She was here for many years, so she knows how this chamber and this building works as far as legislation goes.
Okay, what wasn't mentioned in the speech?
Well, Polis didn't talk about guns or gun control legislation. New House Speaker Casey Becker promised a new red flag bill this session, so that was a real contrast. He also didn't lay out any transportation proposals after voters rejected two funding measures for the issue in November. This concerned Republican state Representative Bob Rankin.
He did not give us a path forward on transportation. We had a lot of momentum last year, and we're going to let that die, you know, in funding our roads and bridges. So those things I'm concerned about.
However, Rankin did predict the kindergarten funding would pass with Republican support.
I think from the budget side, we got to find a way to support his early childhood full-day kindergarten. So we'll be back across the street. He didn't tell us where to get the money, did he? He left. He's going to leave that up to us. So that's some work we have to do.
And now we wait to see what legislation comes forward and what gets passed this session.
Thanks for joining me today, Scott.
My pleasure.